Nitamfuata nje ya lango, nikifurahia aibu ya msalaba.
I greet you all members of PCA Wema Parish in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today being a twin Sunday, for it is the Resurrection Sunday, but across the Presbyterian Church of East Africa, it's also the Thanksgiving Sunday. And how much more should we thank God than by thanking Him because of the resurrection of Christ, signifying that He conquered the world and sin. I want to speak about the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Because He who died shed blood, and then after He was buried, He resurrected. On this Resurrection Sunday, I'd like to share the message on the power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We'll take our text reading from John chapter 19, verses 33 to verse 35. John chapter 19, verses 33 to verse 35. And the Bible says, "But when they came to Jesus and found that He was already dead, they did not break His legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth and testifies, so that you may also believe." Shall we pray? Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you on this Resurrection Sunday and Thanksgiving Sunday in the Presbyterian Church of East Africa, that by your word may you speak to us and bless us. Lord, we pray that you may bless me and use me as a noble vessel, that you may bless us. In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. I'm Frederick Waweru Kiradhi from PCA Nyeri Presbytery, and I'm born again. I love Jesus. And I thank him, and I thank the minister of PCA in our parish for the opportunity to share the word of God with you. The power in the blood of Jesus Christ. When Jesus had been crucified on the cross, one of the soldiers, because they could not have broken his legs like they had done to the thieves, one came with a spear and pierced him on the side. And the Bible is telling us blood came out and water came out. That blood has power. And I want to speak about that power of the blood of Jesus Christ. During the post-election violence in this country of 2007-2008, one of the theologians thereafter wrote, after observing how people killed and butchered one another, regardless of whether they were church members in the same churches, observing how people butchered one another, he exclaimed and said that in the post-election violence in this country, the blood of ethnicity became stronger than the blood of Christ. That was a very critical and deep analysis, that the blood of ethnicity and of politics superseded or became stronger than the blood of Christ. After Jesus, the martyrs were killed, and they also shed blood. And one of the theologians' writing tells us that the blood of the martyrs became the seed of the church. The blood of the martyrs became the seed of the church. But can we look critically into the blood of Jesus Christ, which cannot be compared with any blood of any animal or any other human being? Seven things about the blood of Jesus Christ. One, the blood protects. The blood of Christ protects. In our different African cultures, people shed blood, especially of sheep and goats. Sometimes they go to the extent of explaining how that goat should look like. Why? Because they are seeking protection of their property and marriage and interests and such. But they can never protect like the blood of Jesus Christ. For indeed the blood protects us from the interferences of hell, of the devil and his agents. Members of PCAWEMA Parish, the blood protects. Do you need any protection? The blood protects. That you cannot be attacked by evils and demons. The blood protects. Number two, the blood speaks. The blood speaks. Let me go back to the African culture. As people do such sacrifices, they speak oracles and statements and slogans. And you may hear them exclaiming and saying, it is the blood of so and so that is speaking to us. But the Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel was crying for revenge. The blood of Christ speaks forgiveness and reconciliation between God and humanity. Number three, the blood delivers. We are delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Sometimes, going back to the African culture, people do offer sacrifices of goats and sheep. Why? Because they are thinking there is some bad omen or some bad thing that is following their family. But brothers and sisters, the best way to be delivered from any form of sin is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Most of us are witnesses of where the blood of Jesus Christ has brought us from. The blood delivers. Number four, the blood binds. We are now bound to Christ. People use animal blood to bind others. But now, when Jesus shed his blood, we are now eternally bound and sealed to be the children of God. The blood of Jesus bites. Number five, the blood unifies. Going back to the African culture, if one left one tribe like a Maasai and wants to become a Kikuyu, the unifying factor was the blood that was shed to purchase this other person to become of this tribe. The blood unifies. During most African cultures, marriage negotiations, as two families come together, they get unified by the blood that is normally shed. The blood of Jesus Christ unifies humanity with God, unifies a sinner with a savior, unifies a believer and another. We are unified by the blood of Jesus Christ. That as we stand before God today, it is not by works, but by the grace and the blood of Jesus Christ. And number six, the blood blesses. The blood blesses. Back to African culture again. There are those ceremonies that were used to be done. If you want to bless someone, and the utterances were done to bless a couple or to bless children. And sometimes it was smeared with that blood. The blood of Christ even now blesses. Because we are mere mortal men and women. We are nothing without the blood. But the minute we claim the cleansing and the washing of the blood of Jesus Christ, we receive the blessings of salvation, the blessings of the freedom in Christ. The blood blesses. And number seven, the blood cleanses. The blood washes clean sinners, men and women who are only supposed to be condemned. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are cleansed. That's why I've kept saying there is no other sacrifice that can be offered to wash our sins other than the blood of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there is power. As we sing the song, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is deeper, more powerful than the blood of the martyrs that Tertullian tells us became the seed of the church. It is more powerful than the blood of the ethnicity that was seemingly becoming stronger as people are butchering one another in the post-election violence of 2007-2008. The blood of Jesus Christ has power. The blood has power to protect. The blood has power to speak on your behalf. The blood has power to deliver. The blood has power to bind. The power to unify. The power to bless. And the power to cleanse. Brothers and sisters, the blood of Jesus Christ is still powerful. As it was when the soldier who pierced Jesus said, "And truly, this was the Son of God." That blood is still powerful. And we can still, even now, stand before Christ and on his cross and say, "Indeed, you are the Son of God. Save me." The blood is still powerful. Let me conclude by saying, the blood of Jesus Christ has never dried. That is why it is still having its power. Any other blood shed, all that is intended to be shed hereafter, will dry up and its power will be null and void. But the blood of Jesus is still wet. Can never dry. Secondly, in the conclusion, we can never mix the blood of Jesus with any other blood. Even if today Kiradi decided to be offered on the cross, "My blood is meaningless," it cannot save one soul, not even my own. So we can never mix the blood of Jesus with any other. Thirdly, in the conclusion, the blood of Jesus Christ can never be equaled or replaced by any other. It can never be equaled or replaced by any other. And finally, brothers and sisters, when this blood was shed, the whole world trembled and darkness filled over the earth. This blood is still shaking the world. The blood of Jesus is still shaking sin and shaking evils and shaking foundations. The blood of Jesus is still shaking evil foundations. Believe in the blood. Trust in the blood. Plead the blood. For the blood of Jesus Christ will still protect you, speak to you and on your behalf, deliver you. The blood will still bind you to seal that you belong to Christ and Him alone. The blood still unifies us with our God and with one another, and with believers across the world. The blood still blesses and the blood still cleanses. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Trust Him, believe in Him, and even as we thank Him for so many things on this Thanksgiving Sunday, may we thank Him. And now that you are in a country that is locked down, please don't use any excuse to give your thanks to God. Thank God for technology and the advancement of our churches. We can use our pay bills and even our account numbers of our churches to make sure that our thanksgiving has reached our God. Please don't use coronavirus as an excuse. Don't use lockdown as an excuse. Do what you can. Leave the rest to God. May God richly bless you all, members of PCA Wema Parish, in the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen, and amen, and amen. Nitamfuata.